welcome to Body Ecology's detoxification training program. Today, joining Donna Gates is our special guest, certified colon hydrotherapist Pam Craig. Pam is going to be teaching what you always wanted to know about colon cleansing. Pam Craig is a certified body ecology coach with over 12 years of experience as a colon hydrotherapist. Her extensive credentials include President of the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapy, also known as IACT. She's also a certified instructor with IACT and a nationally board-certified colon hydrotherapist with IACT. Pam is the owner of the Body of Truth Detoxification Center in Atlanta, Georgia. It's her mission to create health and well-being through educating others about eating well on the Body Ecology program. She also teaches about the importance of restoring your inner ecosystem and cleansing your colon. I know this is going to be an excellent and enlightening class because I first learned about colon cleansing from Pam Craig many years ago at one of Donna's certified body ecology coach trainings, and let me tell you, she's a fabulous teacher. It is with my pleasure that I welcome Pam Craig and Donna Gates to today's class. Welcome, Pam. Welcome, Donna.
Hello, everyone.
The first thing that we wanted to touch on today is the issue of constipation. We got so many emails from participants about constipation. And Donna, I was wondering if you could start us out by talking about constipation and some related issues like diarrhea.
Well, actually, I'd like to start off, first of all, by covering a topic that I think needs to be addressed first, and that is that people are uncomfortable talking about this subject. Some people, maybe there's, you know, some rare people out there that are comfortable with it, but most people, it's not a subject that you bring up often and discuss your bowel movements or how you're eliminating, but it's really important that we have this discussion, and I'm sure people are very comfortable having it where they don't have to be in the room with a lot of other people around. They're just listening to us talk here over the webinar, basically, but you know, it's kind of a cultural thing that we somehow have become uncomfortable with elimination, and we're okay with the fact that our lungs take in deep breaths and eliminate carbon dioxide, and our heart beats, and you know, our stomach's working fine and looks like it works, and so on. But the whole concept of our colon and elimination from the colon is just something that we don't talk about, so therefore people don't know enough about this subject. So I'm really glad that we're having a chance to have Pam on and bring up these topics, and hopefully by the time people have finished the call and finished this class, basically, that they will definitely become more comfortable and move into doing some colon work in their own homes or going to see a colon hydrotherapist. Pam, did you want to mention just for a minute about your position at the International Association of Colon Therapists and exactly what is IACT? Because a lot of people don't know about IACT and they don't know about i-act.org as a website.
I'd be glad to, Donna. It's www.i-act.org. which stands for the International Association of Colon Therapists. There are about 3,000 in our membership right now, and they practice colon hydrotherapy all over the world. So anyone who's interested can go on the website, click on referrals, and then put in your country or city, and all of the certified colon hydrotherapists in that area will be listed. And then you can give them a call and set up an appointment.
Well, probably the number one question in everybody's mind is they do want to talk about constipation, because there's nobody that goes through life without sometimes having a problem with elimination. So I would like to start off by saying that I'd like to start off by answering this question: what causes constipation? Why do we become constipated? And also I want to say that answer the question of what is constipation, because initially myself, I just thought it was when the bowels didn't move and you didn't eliminate some of the meals that you've been eating. But now I have a much broader understanding or deeper understanding, and that is that when your bowels aren't eliminating, your entire body is constipated or stuck And that means that the liver is not making the bile it needs to make, and to get the toxins out, it means right down to the very, very cells, they're stuck too. So they're not able to get their toxins out into the bloodstream. They're constipated too, or they're stuck. So that's what constipation is. It's being stuck instead of having this nice flow of energy, the energy going in the body where everything is moving into the body and moving right on out again. So that's what we want to kind of visualize, is that would be the ideal. Now, why do we become stuck and don't eliminate effectively? Well, number one reason, in my opinion, is that there simply is not enough energy. The person is uptight and stressed out. We live in a world today where people are constantly under stress. And when we're under stress, we pull back, we tighten up. If you have to run away from a lion, you are not going to stop and eliminate. So that whole system shuts down. We are not sleeping well, for that reason, and also we don't eat well, so we don't have energy for that reason either. But especially the thyroid and the adrenals are really underactive, really not functioning well because they're not healthy enough. They're not being nourished well. I've mentioned before that the adrenals need B vitamins, vitamin C, and lots of minerals on a constant basis. Literally every hour, the adrenals go calling for more minerals to be able to support the functions that it has, that the adrenals have in the body. So if the adrenals are weak or shot altogether, you're not going to have a healthy bowel movement. If the thyroid is underactive, which it is so, it's so common for people to have a underactive thyroid. Even children are born with underactive thyroids today. So again, the thyroid needs minerals, and especially it needs good fats like butter and ghee and cod liver oil, and the yolk of eggs are excellent for the thyroid. Tyrosine is an amino acid. The thyroid needs to eat protein. In particular, minerals are so, so important, but especially iodine, zinc, selenium. And so eating sea vegetables and putting enough sea salt in your food taking a supplement like our ocean plant extract that we have in Bodycology, very excellent for the thyroid. But hormone imbalances are a sign that your thyroid and adrenals aren't strong and healthy. And when they're not, you do feel stressed out. You don't handle stress well. This is kind of like a classic syndrome that's going on that's keeping people from eliminating effectively. Then you've got issues with your liver. It's congested, so it doesn't have bile, efficiently being eliminated. People don't have enough hydrochloric acid. That's absolutely essential. Sometimes just by consistently taking digestive enzymes like our Assist for Protein, which has a lot of hydrochloric acid in it with pepsin, just by taking hydrochloric acid on a consistent basis with your meals begins to change how a person eliminates. Probiotics are essential, and I don't mean probiotic supplements. I mean probiotic foods and liquids, which we are very big on in Body Ecology. And, of course, drinking enough water so there's enough hydration. And I would even recommend putting minerals in the water because the thyroid, the adrenals need minerals. And so you want to have mineral-rich water when you're drinking water. This helps hydrate the intestines. So, Pam, is there anything that comes to mind about constipation? Because people basically come to you when they're constipated, or if somebody like me recommends that they go see a colonizer therapist, because I know they're constipated. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Yes. Basically, the society that we live in today is an excellent environment for the creation of constipation. There are so many people on the planet, especially Americans, that is the number one complaint of people that come to receive colon hydrotherapy. The colon is very dehydrated. Even though they're drinking lots of water, there's still major dehydration going on because of malabsorption issues. They're not able to absorb their nutrients. They're not digesting their food. They're leading really stressful lives. Their minds are thinking of two and three and four things at a time. They're multitasking. We drive down the road on the phone, using the phone. We're doing three and four and five things at a time in this day and time. We have all the electronic gadgets around that keep us really focused outside of our bodies. We're the majority of the time thinking from the neck up. We don't really check in and go to the silent place within and just listen to the messages that our bodies are giving us. We have a lot of hidden food allergies that are going on, especially in America today, because of the processed foods that people are eating on the run and the pesticides and herbicides, steroids, hormones, antibiotics that are being used on our foods. We're eating foods that are really devoid of nutrients. So all of these things create an environment within where the body just kind of becomes very sluggish, especially the colon becomes dehydrated and sluggish. And the colon is a muscle. And when everyone are dancing as fast as they can, the colon just kind of matches the muscles that people are experiencing during the day, which is just stiff muscles that aren't really able to create good blood flow. They're taking little shallow breaths throughout the day because they're handling so many situations. So the atmosphere we live in contributes to a lot of constipation that's going on in the world today.
You know, I'm really glad you brought up that about reminding me of breathing, because in Chinese medicine, You were talking about shallow breathing. In Chinese medicine, the lungs and the large intestine are a yin-yang pair, meaning that if whatever you do to improve the health of the lungs is going to improve the health of the colon and vice versa. You can tell if you go in for a session of colon hydrotherapy, you can breathe better afterwards. You can feel the difference in your lungs.
Definitely.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, too, that
In fact, when you finish with an enema or when you finish with a kalema, which is a little more water, and then either colon hydrotherapy, whatever way that you can get pure water into the colon in order to hydrate the colon, the first thing you're going to notice when you finish is how much better you feel. I always have my clients look in the mirror, look at their eyes, look at their skin. Most of them are really pushing and dancing as fast as they can to get through the day. So they come in with this kind of gray, sallow look. The eyes look dull. The gums are not bright red. And then when they get up, when they're finished from the colon hydrotherapy, where their colon has, taken in all this beautiful water, where they're doing some deep breathing and we're doing some slight reflexology and we do some slight pressure on certain points that correspond with the colon in the lymphatic system, and they're affirming statements like, I am releasing and letting go. Those kind of things are going on in the room. They do release and let go because colon hydrotherapy and constipation and dis-ease in general really has a lot to do with emotional stuff too. So when you can create a space where you can become quiet and affirm and meditate on releasing and letting go, the body says, okay, I can go along with that. And then the colon relaxes and the body relaxes, and then the water hydrates the colon, and then the peristalsis begins, the muscular contractions that produce the bowel movement. And most people do not have enough peristalsis in their colon because they have a lot of stuff in there that may not be leaving the body with the bowel movement because of the malabsorption issues and the eating on the run, not chewing each bite at least 10 times, putting the fork down in between each bite, taking some deep breaths before we start our meal, turning the TV off, the radio off, the phone off, and just giving ourselves permission, saying a few words to our body. This is food that's going to nourish me. Practice gratitude for this food. And then, even if the food may not be the healthiest food, you can still say an affirmation, and you can say, this food is absolutely perfect for my body. And so when I take this food in, I know that I'm going to do all I can to create an environment where my body can digest this food, and it will go through the stomach into the small intestine and into the large intestine, and the peristalsis that I need will be there, and I will release what is not needed from this food. So a lot of constipation and a lot of colon cleansing is about our daily choices in our life. The colon gives you more messages about what's going on in your body. If your colon is not releasing, if your colon does not have the peristalsis that's needed, it basically states that it's trying to get your attention. It's trying to get you to slow down enough to put your hands on your belly, take some deep breaths, close your eyes, and say some words to your colon, such as, I give you permission to let go. You have my permission, because I know that you're carrying all of the things that are going in my life. You're holding for me because I'm holding. So I'm ready to let go, and I'm ready to release, and I give you permission to do that.
Well, I love what you said, because it supports what I said in the beginning, that you know, everything in the body is stuck, but now we're bringing in the whole emotional side. It's stuck, too. We're just under so much stress. We're just tight and stuck.
Yeah.
And it's showing up in our being able to eliminate effectively.
It affects everything we do.
Would you explain the difference between a colon hydrotherapy session, a Kleema board, using a Kleema board, and then doing, and then let's get into talking about home colon therapy, because our home enemas, people are really interested in that subject.
Yes, it's one of the best things that you can do for your body if you are suffering from any type of ailment, from depression to fatigue to headache to indigestion, gas, bloating, any of the symptoms that a lot of people experience, it's a sign that your colon is saying, I need help releasing some of the bad bacteria that's in the colon, because if you have malabsorption, you're going to have lots of gas and bloating, and you're going to need to find a way to create a way for that to leave the body. And the more foul-smelling the gas is, the sulfur-smelling gas, that type of thing, that really is an indication that there's more dysbiosis going on in the colon. More dysbiosis, where there's more bad bacteria than good. And what you want to create when you do enemas or Kleemas or colon hydrotherapy, and also when you start stage one of the body ecology diet, these two are one, in my opinion. So if you can do both, that's when you're going to be creating an environment within where the body can do what it was designed to do on its own, and that is to heal itself. So,
when would I go see a colon therapist? When would I order a Kleema board and have Kleemas at home, and when would I what would be the advantages of doing colon therapy? Ancient practice of enemas.
Yes, the enema is usually going to be maybe a quart of water. You can purchase the enema bags in drugstores. I know Donna likes the buckets, and so do I, the plastic buckets that you can purchase. But you're usually getting maybe a quart of water with an enema, and it's going to slowly hydrate the left side of your colon. And what that's going to do is cleanse the part of the colon where the fecal sits in waiting for the bowel movement to begin. So an enema is going to hydrate that, and then that's going to leave the body. Now, if you do a Kleema, that means that you'll have a home enema, but instead of a quart bag or bucket that's just a quart, you're going to have a bucket or something that hangs on the wall that's maybe 5 gallons of water. So, again, you control the water. You'll have a little thing there that you can push, and that can stop the water flow. So that if you start feeling full, just push the little water flow stopper and then start taking some deep breaths and saying some affirmations like I'm releasing and letting go. And then that fullness will pass, and then you open the water flow again. Because if the water goes in on the kilema, it should go higher than just the splenic flexure on the left side of the body. It should maybe even go over across the transverse colon, which is goes across the top of your belly under your rib cage. So you'll build up to where it, your body will adjust. You may not need as much water as someone else. Now, the enema and the kilema are done at home. You're doing them yourself usually. There are cases where, you know, I've given enemas to people who are in the bed. They're bedridden. They're elderly. They're very ill. And they can't, you know, get to the bathroom and do the enema. So it's always a good thing to have an enema back around in case someone gets in that position, because I've given enemas to people that are really, really ill, and that dark black vileness starts leaving their body, which is they basically are suffering from auto intoxication. They have so many toxins that the body is hanging out in the colon, the toxins are, that the body can't handle it. So the body just shuts down. And so if you can put some water in the colon through an enema, through a kilema, or better yet, if you can get them to a colon hydrotherapist, in colon therapy, you can use as many as 20 to 30 gallons of water. Now, I know that sounds a little scary, but it's totally controlled, and the water goes in at the rate of a dripping water faucet, and it slowly hydrates the large intestine so that when it hydrates what's in there, then the colon can start the peristalsis, and then you start having the big releases. There's no loss of dignity. There's no odor. You see everything leave your body through a viewing tube. Everybody calls that real TV, and that's really the best part about it. Everybody loves to see what's leaving their body because it is interesting. You actually see if your colon is a nice brown, the fecal is a nice brown color, which is what you usually get in the beginning. And then after three or four sessions, you can get to that really dark black that some people have, not all people, but some people that have suffered with constipation all their lives, there's fecal lining the inner wall that is not leaving the body through the bowel movement. In other words, people are eating three meals a day, three good-sized meals a day, and they may be eliminating once a day, or they may even eliminate once every 2 to 3 days. So you're wondering where are those two meals going when you're not leaving the body, because when you eat a meal, you should, within 18 to 24 hours, you should have a good-sized bowel movement that is a nice brown color that's the color of, say, cardboard. It's 4 to 8 inches long. You know, that should be leaving your body. It should leave easily with no straining or discomfort. It should have the consistency of toothpaste, and it should enter the water smoothly, and it should slowly fall once it reaches into the water. And there should be little gas or odor. Now, if you have rapidly sinking stool, that could indicate that you're not getting enough fiber-rich foods. You're not eating enough vegetables, whole grains. You're not drinking enough water. And if the stool is really dark, that means that it may have been sitting in the intestines for, you know, quite a long period of time. And some people even have, you know, pale and gray stools, and this could be caused by insufficient bile output. So in the bile salts from the liver, they give the stool the brownish color. So if you have decreased bile output because of malabsorption and not being able to properly digest your food, then your stool could be a really pale color. And I know a lot of clients and myself, I'm on the Livamend, and I have been, because the Livamend actually helps create a way for those, for the bile salts to leave and produce the bowel movement. It is amazing what it's done for my clients as far as increase in bowel movements and changing their stool back to the color that it should be. And then some people even have the soft, smelly stool, you know, that floats, and it sticks to the side of the bowl, or it's difficult to flush away. And this can sometimes mean that there's increased fat in the stools. But there's a lot of other things that could be going on, too, such as, you know, pancreatic insufficiency, but it's basically about lipase, which is the digestive enzyme that digests fat. And that's why I really highly recommend Donna's digestive enzymes, because she has lipase in there, and she also has protease, and she also has amylase. But when you're eating fat, the lipase is really a great thing to take along with it, especially today, because a lot of us are not able to eat the good fats. We're eating, hydrogenated oils in restaurants, that kind of thing. So this all contributes to the liver not being able to do what it's supposed to do around the fat, and the colon and the body not absorbing and digesting the fat. So then that makes the stool come out, and it's kind of greasy. And I know even in colon hydrotherapy, when they're having the releases, we can see lumps of fat that are kind of, coagulating there in the waste hose and in the viewing tube. And that lets me know right there that that person is having problems with digesting fat. So those are some of the things that we see. But the bottom line is whether you give yourself an enema, whether you get a Kalima board, which you can get online, and you set that up in your home. You can even go online, and they'll show you little videos of how the Kalima boards work. Or you go to a certified colon hydrotherapist, which is absolutely the ultimate, because when you go to colon therapy, you can create an environment where you just release, relax, and let go. Someone else does all that other stuff. So it's really a great environment.
I think when somebody's brand new to colon therapy, mm-hmm. it is good to go to see a colon hydrotherapist first. And don't even worry about the home enema yet. We do recommend in our Bedrock group, which is Body Ecology Diet Recovering Our Kids, we do recommend that the parents do home enemas with their children, and they have found that they're extremely effective. A very important part of the healing process is mm-hmm. to get those toxins out, and it's so effective. You eliminate your heavy metals and all toxins if you're doing colon cleansing through the home enemas, and this is great for the little children. But I always tell the moms and dads, first go get some colonics yourself and see and become comfortable with colon hydrotherapy and realize that it's a comfortable process. It's very, very clean and sanitary. All the parts of the colonic that would the tubing, for example, that would touch your body is completely disposable and is thrown away. Everything is there's no odor, and there's a lot of respect for your privacy. The colon therapist is quite comfortable with the process, and you always want to go to a colon therapist that you feel comfortable with. But what our mothers do usually is that they do start going for colonics, wonder why it took them so long to do this. They just didn't even know about it, and then feel more comfortable about doing the home enemas with their children. One of the benefits of going to the colon therapist, besides having a partner, detoxification, which is nice to have somebody else just kind of guiding and coaching you, but also their it's a more thorough cleansing, and sometimes there's just, you need that little bit of extra pressure. The colon therapist can adjust the pressure to push, through any blocks, and that extra water really makes a big difference. So I highly recommend that many people that are uncomfortable with this process start with a colon therapist. And
that's a good suggestion, because when you actually finish with the colon hydrotherapy, which lasts usually from 45 minutes to an hour, you'll get up and you'll go in the bathroom and continue to release. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and you look like a totally different person. You know how people look when they go get a really good massage? It's kind of like that, only the skin that was sallow and gray, some people even come in kind of greenish looking, and the skin is pink and the cheeks are rosy, the eyes are bright, the belly is flat. I mean, if you're carrying 7 to 25 pounds of fecal in your colon, you're going to have a belly that's distended, and that belly is not going to go away until you hydrate the colon and create a way for that to leave the body.
I was going to say, but that's not something that would happen in the first session.
No, not the first session, absolutely not. Usually people can leave, let go of as much as 2 to 5 pounds of fecal in one colon hydrotherapy session. But then there are some people who do not have that amount of fecal in them. So I don't want to say this is everyone. It's all an individual scenario. And they come in and they just benefit from the hydration of the colon. And they do have several good bowel movements. A colon hydrotherapy session is like 10 enemas or, you know, 5 or 6 kalemas. So it's just there's more water going in, and the body has an opportunity to just relax and release and let go of more that's in there. But it is, and the only discomfort you feel is if you are really full in your colon with fecal, the water hydrates that colon, the fecal, and then the colon starts moving it out, and you'll feel that. You'll feel like that you, wow, I'm having a bowel movement. So that can feel a little intense. But once that major release leaves the body, it's so worth it, and you literally feel like a new person, literally. I mean, I see people walking around every day, and I wonder, how are these people existing? How are they suffering through because they're so toxic? And if they would just get some enemas, some kalemas, colon hydrotherapy, if they would just get water into the colon and create a way for that vileness and toxicity to leave the body, it would make their lives so much easier. And a lot of people say, oh, is that the natural thing to do? To me, I look at them and I say, what's very not unnatural is the fact that you aren't practicing cleansing of the colon as often as you can. I remember back in 18th century, of course, I don't remember, but back in the time of Louis the 14th, he would conduct, they all knew back then to do enemas. A lot of them would start their day off with putting water in the colon because they wanted to look their best. And he would conduct his affairs of state. He had a special room, big box built, and he would stand there and receive enemas with just his head coming out and conduct, political affairs receiving enemas. That's how accepted it was in that time. And I remember I have people that their grandmothers and their great-grandmothers and their great-great-grandmothers, they always practiced giving themselves enemas and their families enemas. It was a normal way of life. But somehow we lost that connection with our body where we can do simple things. We turned more outside ourselves to medications or, and then all the antibiotics that people take today for just about everything, the antiviral medications and all. So we've kind of gotten away from our source. And I think that planetarily we're in the 21st century and we're having a major change of consciousness on our planet. And I think everyone, a lot of people are really going back in to their bodies and to their inner selves and listening to the messages that their bodies are giving them. And I'm just proud that I'm here and that I can see this change because I've been waiting on it for a long time as a colon hydrotherapist. I really have.
Donna, one of the things that you teach in your trainings is about how colon hydrotherapy cleanses more than just your colon. Can you talk about that and why it's a full body cleanse?
Well, yes, because when you start to, the colon is kind of the downstream. And if you see, again, I think I mentioned this in the last class, imagine a river flowing downstream and somebody puts a block at the bottom and everything starts backing up. And then, everything becomes toxic all the way upstream. So if you, destroy the dam and everything is able to flow smoothly again, basically that's what you're doing with colon therapy. You're going into the colon very gently with water, and you're rinsing out a block, hydrating that colon, which is so, so important, getting that water in there, hydrating that muscle, because as people get older, the colon gets very dehydrated, and that shows up on the outside of our body, too. We look more wrinkled and so on. But if you remove that block, and then the liver and always dumps its toxins, it's always been able to, the lymph is able to start to eliminate its toxins because the colon has been opened up. And very often, actually, in the colonic session, the liver dumps its toxins, and colon therapists can see colors moving through the tube. There's like a clear tube that, they can view what's actually leaving the body. And sometimes it's parasites and different color material and, the oily type of look that Pam mentioned, meaning that they didn't detoxify or they didn't digest oils effectively. Mucus, a lot of mucus. If a person has a inflammation, infections in the body, they'll get a lot of mucus and going through the view tube and so on. So all of those things are leaving the body, and they're leaving from all over the body, basically. And then the cells know. They're just innately wise enough to understand that, now we can start to get rid of some of our toxins into the bloodstream, and then they'll go through the normal process of elimination, and they'll leave the body, because there's a way that toxins come out from the cells into the bloodstream. The lymph has to process things, the liver does, the bile, all of that is involved in getting the toxins out of the body, but they ultimately end up in the stool, and that material has to leave the body. So the colon therapy is beginning to it just sort of pulls the plug, and then everything else can start to move out of the body. So somebody had asked in a question that came in, is there ever a time when you always have to do colonics? I think you always have to be mindful of and have the skill to do colon therapy, because you do them as needed. And somebody that's starting on a cleansing program, a detoxification program, or they decide to go on a parasite cleanse, you can be sure by day two, you have triggered so many toxins. You've triggered your cells, basically. Everybody wants to get rid of the toxins, but nobody can start moving them out until, downstream you cleanse the colon, and then things can start to be eliminated. So always know, wise people learn how to do home enemas. It could save your life. It does. It has in the past. It's, doctors in the olden days, before they were trained in modern medicine, always said, do an enema, go home, rest, just drink broths and hot soups and things like that, let the body rest. And most of the problems that people had were eliminated by just doing those simple things. So enemas can absolutely save people's lives. Now, there's a difference between enemas that we're talking about, Pam and I, and then coffee enemas. Coffee enemas are completely different, and neither one of us are big fans of coffee enemas. Pam, do you want to say something about that?
So when you start with cleansing the body, it's best to start with just putting the water in the colon, cleansing that first, and then the liver can dump into the colon. It's better if you're going to use coffee, get with your colon therapist and do several colon hydrotherapy sessions. And then when you feel cleaner inside, your skin's glowing, you're not having the skin conditions, you're not feeling as fatigued, you're sleeping better, that's going to give you a sign that your colon is, a lot cleaner. And then if you want to do liver cleansing at that point, that would be the best time.
Well, I want to add to that, too, that the coffee enemas became popular with Max Gerson, and he had a therapy, a protocol in Mexico at his clinic for people with cancer. Now, his intention was to get the bile duct open so that the toxins could come out. It was the right way to think, but it's not the only way to think. In fact, I prefer to use another method, and that's why I developed the Liverman, because I know that those four herbs that are in the Liverman are so effective at getting the bile to, bile to come out of the body. But if somebody wanted to do coffee enemas, I would agree with you that you could do a couple of them after maybe they've done some basic colon cleansing, like say 4 or 5 sessions with a colon therapist. Then maybe do a couple of 2 or 3 sessions of coffee enemas. They're actually retention enemas. You retain that for about 15 minutes and then get up and eliminate. That should be actually followed by another, just a water with perhaps just simply minerals in it to kind of rinse out after the coffee enema. Coffee has its everything has a front and a back to it, and coffee has a big back. And so people that do this on a long-term basis actually begin to lose minerals from their body, which is very, which was the main reason I would be against somebody doing it very often. But, you know, if they felt like they really wanted a short method for opening that bile duct, that is what, that is the perfect, that is the purpose of the coffee enema. Now, another thing that can be done with home enemas, and even sometimes some of the colon therapists that are, and, you know, Pam, you can comment on this, but castor oil packs are wonderful to do to lay, they have them to help soften the material in the colon, and you definitely have better elimination. Are there other things? I mean, I'd love for you to speak about castor oil packs. People can learn how to do them easily by typing that in on the internet. But besides that, what about, I know a lot of times a colon therapist will actually recommend somebody use a colon stimulant so when they come back in for their next session, they eliminate better. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, with the castor oil, first of all, we all know that 70% of our immune system is in our solar plexus area of our body, which is our belly from below our breast down. And when, during the colon hydrotherapy session, when the water is being taken in, it's called a slow fill, where the water is going in at the rate of a dripping water faucet. On the release, we rub the castor oil we use the Edgar Cayce castor oil from Heritage Products. We rub that on, and what happens is the castor oil absorbs toxins from the lymph because the lymph is all connected all through the small and large intestine. And so those toxins are absorbed, and then it creates a way for the lymphatic toxins to leave the body also during the colon hydrotherapy. And it's something that you can do at home. You just rub castor oil on your belly at night, and then you can take a hot water bottle and put on your belly, and you can just lie in bed and relax and breathe and do some affirmations. And a lot of times that in itself, you'll wake up the next morning and have a really nice bowel movement. So it's just a good way to create a way for toxins to leave the body. And then when some people come in, they're so impacted, you know, they just, what's in there is very hard in their colon. A lot of people, 85% of Americans are deficient in magnesium, which is a very, very important mineral. So, a lot of clients have had a lot of really good luck with simply taking some type of chelated magnesium, or there's a product out there called Calm, C-A-L-M, that you can purchase in any health food store. And magnesium affects so many things in our body. It affects muscles, and the colon is a muscle. So it helps to relax the muscle so it won't be so tight. And then the peristalsis can begin. It helps people that have Charlie horses or tenseness in their muscles. A lot of times it's a lack of magnesium. People that aren't sleeping well, lack of magnesium. It helps stress in your life. So if you're just reacting, you know, overreacting or that kind of thing, a lot of the times it's a lack of magnesium. So we do have a lot of success with people that take magnesium. A lot of times when they come in and for their colon hydrotherapy, if they take the Calm, this is a powdered magnesium that you pour in water and mix up, and it's warm. Within 15 to 20 minutes, we'll start seeing this dark black start leaving their body. So whereas they might have just had the brown, which is basically bowel movement, because they took the magnesium, they get to the really dark stuff, even the mucoid plaque.